KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy with a chance of isolated showers later this afternoon and a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Topping the news, an SUV rear-ended a semi-tractor trailer in Pottawatomie County Thursday evening, resulting in an Audubon County woman being flown to a hospital in Omaha. The Iowa State Patrol says Interstate 80 eastbound traffic was stop-and-go in a construction zone. A 2018 Volvo semi driven by 64-year-old Lyle Hass of Iowa City was almost at a complete stop in the right lane near mile marker 41.8 when, for reasons unknown, the semi was hit from behind by a 2017 Jeep Cherokee. The SUV, driven by 48-year-old Jolene Hasbrook of Audubon, went into the south ditch following the collision. Hasbrook was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Authorities say she was wearing a seatbelt. The accident, which took place at around 6:30 p.m., remains under investigation. 21 Iowa high schools appear in the top third of the U.S. News & World Report's 2019 national rankings. 10 schools ranked in the top 2,000 schools in the country, and 11 more ranked within the top 3,000. The Atlantic High School ranks 34th in Iowa and is the highest-ranked high school in the Hawkeye 10 public schools, with Harlan at number 51, Glenwood at 91, Shenandoah at 99, Clarinda at 103. Denison was ranked 125th, Creston 130th, Lewis Central 132nd, and Red Oak was ranked 216th. Also, the rankings are made up of the top 12,245 high schools in the country. Each school is ranked by a weighted mixture of five factors: college readiness, math and reading proficiency, math and reading performance, underserved student performance, college curriculum breadth, and graduation rate. The Cam and Nottoway Valley School Boards met in a joint session this past Tuesday evening to discuss how to proceed with a search for a superintendent to succeed Dr. Casey Burlaw, who will become the superintendent of the Carroll Community School District. Dr. Burlaw said the Cam School Board held a separate meeting prior to traveling to Greenfield for the joint meeting, during which they approved an agreement with the Cam Education Association, or CAMEA, for the 2019-2020 school year.
Technically, in terms of what we negotiate, they both agreed to a 0% increase to the base wage. Okay, so that's, you know, we didn't add any money to our base. So that was the agreement. And then when we think, when in terms of our, you know, the certain current salary schedule that's in our handbook, we did age it, so teachers get their step, and then everybody got an additional $700 on top of that. And then we did a 2.5% increase to the step, the last step in each column for those people that can't move. So the total was 4% in wages.
During the joint Cam Nottoway Valley School Board meeting, both boards agreed to hire the firm of Grunmeyer Leader Search to conduct the superintendent selection process. Well, thousands of bicyclists will be rolling into Atlantic on July 21st for an overnight stop during RagBrite 2019, the Register's annual Great Bike Ride across Iowa. The event was last held in Atlantic back in 2011. RagBrite committee members Billy Hoover and Mike Waters say the riders are in the process now of looking for host families. Hoover said they'll accept requests from riders until about mid-June.
And then the housing committee will work fast and furiously trying to place and match the riders with the host families. We'll get probably somewhere between 200 and 300 requests, and that will be for 2,000 to 3,000 people. This may be anything from they're looking for a place to pop their tent in the yard, maybe space for a support vehicle or motorhome in the driveway, and whether or not they would have RV hookups available, that's kind of a specialty thing. Or if folks are willing to open up their homes, maybe they can have some floor space to spread out a sleeping bag for the riders, or if they've got some beds available.
Hosts can specify how many riders they're willing to accommodate.
We don't expect our host families to feed the riders. This is just a place for them to rest their head. If it happens to be an indoor facility, they can get into some cool AC and out of the heat. Maybe they've got access to the restrooms and showers. But if not, if our families aren't comfortable wanting folks in the home, or they're not going to be home, but they want to open up their yard, you know, these riders still have options. They can go to the schools and the YMCA for the showers. So we're not asking folks to just let these riders have complete access to the home.
The event offers host families and riders the chance to make long-lasting friendships. Riders and host families alike may go to www.atlanticragbri.com to sign up. There are links directing both riders and hosts to provide their respective information. As for the host, they specify what they are willing to provide and if they have preferences.
They can say, my home is smoke-free, I don't mind smoking in my home, or families and children are welcome, or infants are welcome. I prefer males only, females only, or both.
The Housing Committee, she says, will not place anyone who is not a registered RAGBRAI rider because registered riders have assigned a waiver of liability which protects the homeowners and hosts. The riders will be notified through email who their host families are and where they are located, and the hosts will be notified about who to expect and what their needs are. Most of the riders will be up and on their way out of town to the next overnight stay the following morning. In our funeral announcements, Norma Winders, age 92, of Greenfield, died April 26th. Funeral services for Norma Winders will be this morning at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Mary Oxley, age 59, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Tuesday. Services for Mary Oxley will be today at 11 o'clock at Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church in La Vista, Nebraska. Brahmin Mortuary in Omaha is in charge of the arrangements. Clara Bledsoe, age 89, of Glenwood, died February 26th. Celebration of life services for Clara Bledsoe will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Loa Benton, age 101, of Guthrie Center, died April 26th. Memorial services for Loa Benton will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. James Norman Clausen, age 82, of Dexter, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for James Clausen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Jaquetta Barclay, age 88, of West Des Moines, a 1948 Wyota High School graduate, died April 24th. A mass of Christian burial for Jaquetta Barclay will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Teresa Catholic Church in Des Moines, with Isles Westover Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Captain Jeanette LaFoy, age 45, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Audubon, died April 1st. Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Services for Captain Jeanette LaFoy will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Helen Longstreth, age 83, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, died Sunday. Funeral services for Helen Longstreth will be Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marilyn May Avey Cool, age 80, of Denver, Colorado, died Monday. Funeral services for Marilyn Cool will be held Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Adair United Methodist Church in Adair. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has arrangements. Linda Lee Griffin, age 63, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Per her wishes, she's being cremated, and a memorial service for Linda Griffin will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Hilmer Eugene Mathis, age 90, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Hilmer Mathis will be held at a later date. Recon Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. Laura Railsback Weisgarver, age 57, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at CCMH. Cremation has taken place, and a private graveside service for Laura Railsback Weisgarver will be held at a later date in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Liam Dragon Dunn, the stillborn son of Joey Dunn and Misty Jackson of West Des Moines, died April 26th. Private family services will be held for Liam Dunn. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.